9 years after the attacks on the World Trade Center and a massive effort by clergy and secular groups to promote interfaith dialogue, some observers find the demonization of Islam has not diminished. Saeed Sadek is a professor of politics at the American University in Cairo. He says he's shocked by what he sees as the racism unleashed by the discussion over the Islamic Center.
As if 9/11 was committed by Islam, in the name of Islam, by the representative of Islam, Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri. Ayman al-Zawahiri and Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda are not Islam. So you cannot blame 1.5 billion Muslims and try to insult them by refusing an Islamic cultural center nearby, saying that we cannot tolerate seeing that.
Some in the Egyptian capital are more sanguine about the issue, resigned to what they see as the ignorance of others. Hossam, a 29-year-old telecommunications worker, points out that certain stereotypes about Muslims actually cross religious boundaries to include conservative Christians and Jews.
When you see a man with a big beard, you go saying he's a terrorist. On the other hand, this girl with the hijab, she could be a nun, and the guy with a big beard could be also a priest. It's just people are jumping into conclusions because they have this prefixed picture of the Muslims and how they look like. And maybe that's because Osama bin Laden is with a big beard, so they tend to see all people with big beards. I'm Egyptian, I don't have that beard. I'm okay.
Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, who is leading the project to build the Islamic Center, and whose beard, incidentally, is neatly trimmed, is one of those who has spent years promoting interfaith understanding. He's currently in the Middle East, carrying the message of moderation at the behest of the U.S. government. During a speech in Bahrain this week, Rauf once again tried to drive home the point that Islam is a religion of peace.
This principle, which defines terrorism, is strictly forbidden in Islam. It falls under the category of what Muslim jurists have called haraba, because haraba destroys the structures, the binding structures of human society. Our faith is a religion not only of spirituality, of ethics, and of morality, but also a religion of law and the rule of law.
Rauf was tapped as a moderate face of Islam by the previous U.S. administration of George W. Bush. Professor Sadek notes that President Barack Obama has himself reached out to Muslims, most famously in a speech in Cairo last year. But Sadek says he should have spent more time dealing with the image of Muslims in America.
Personalizing the whole controversy into what if this imam is moderate or not moderate is, again, escaping from the real issue. The real issue is, do we accept Islam as part of American culture or not?
Back on the streets of Cairo, restaurant worker Mohammed is one of many who hopes, eventually, there'll be more room for understanding. Mohammed says the Islamic Center is a beautiful thing. It's for everybody, he says. He notes that everyone has a religion dear to them. He says Muslims are proud of their faith, and he hopes it spreads throughout the world. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.